Discover what's happening around our province with todayinbc.com. Sign up today to get the latest news right to your inbox and never miss the news that's important to you and your family. From community news in your neighborhood to what's happening in our province, your source for daily news is todayinbc.com.
Welcome to Off the Page, a weekly podcast produced by the Comox Valley Record. I'm Erin Halschuk, a journalist with the Record. Join me as we take a deeper look into the people and stories within the Comox Valley. For the next few weeks on Off the Page, we're doing something a little bit different from our usual format. With the upcoming municipal election on October 15th, we wanted to take a look at what you, our listeners and readers of the Comox Valley Record, have to say, particularly on what you care about in this election. What is important to you? Are you planning on voting? Why or why not? With the goal of finding out these answers, we've gathered different groups of people together to ask what's on their mind as they prepare to cast their vote. On this episode, we're looking at a student's perspective while talking with North Island Students Union Executive Director Carissa Wilson. Welcome to the podcast, Carissa. I know we chatted a little bit before recording about voter turnout, particularly in municipal elections. In terms of students, how do you get them interested in elections and actually get them out to vote?
Free coffee. Yeah, and all jokes aside, tabling events, standing in their common spaces with coffee. I like to include coffee because the time it takes to put sugar and cream in is long enough for me to talk about an important event like municipal elections. You're right, voter turnout at the municipal level is low. I think that the average citizen, and therefore the average student, doesn't necessarily understand the scope of a municipal election and what our city and village councillors actually have reach and impact on, because it's actually a lot. It's a lot that impacts our day-to-day lives. So once we have the opportunity to point out that things like transit, parks, a big one for our students that many of my current students won't remember about was paid parking. North Island College brought in paid parking in 2017, which just increases the barriers to education, and in part with the City of Courtney councillors at the time, that is now blocked in the City of Courtney. They cannot impose paid parking on an education facility, which is an epic win for our students. So those are the sort of things that are your day-to-day activities that are the work of your municipal electorate.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Students' Union? How many students do you represent overall?
So overall, throughout the year, just around 5,000.
Okay, and out of those 5,000 students, how many are eligible to vote in this election? Just a ballpark figure.
Oh, most of them. We do have dual credit students, so students that are still at high school. So those students typically are 17-ish. Many of them would be excluded from the voter registry. And then our international members, students that are here on education visas, are not eligible to vote until they're further along in their immigration path.
In terms of strategies to encourage students and show them the really tangible effects of what the municipal government has on their day-to-day life, has there been any discussion or any thought about making the voting process any simpler at all? Maybe even having a voting booth at the college or anything like that?
Not for this election, unfortunately. COVID really undermined some of our community work in some ways, and we just weren't ready to get that off the ground. So in 4 years when we do this again, we would hope to see, you're right, easier access to on-campus voting.
Going forward, what are some of the concerns that are present for students in this upcoming election?
I think transit's still ongoing. The length of scheduling, we still see such a reduced scheduling on weekends when our members are actually working, in particular on Sunday. So students have to work on the weekends when they're not in class. Being able to have that mobility around our region is really important. So we do hear feedback about increased transit capacity would be a big benefit. Later buses in the evening would be a big help for many of our members. They're working shifts until 9 and 10 p.m. as many of our businesses are open that late. Just being able to get around the community.
Do you know what generally voter turnout has been like for students?
We don't actually know the number of voter engagement, but we always want to see that increased. We're a nonpartisan organization, but very passionate about the democratic process. We partner with the British Columbia Federation of Students, which is a provincial-wide students union, and they produce some really amazing brochures and cards and things so that we're able to focus some of that attention to those regional matters in a way that we can afford to do, quite honestly. So we get to bulk purchase those materials. So we also get to echo our voice a bit with our membership with the BCFS. We'll be able to broadcast, because it's transit issues all across the province, right? It's the same issues in every municipality. So being able to just echo our social media posts and any of those campaigns, when we can get our reach wider on any of those channels, then maybe it's going to trigger someone to actually go into the voting box that day.
And you mentioned transit as one of the goals for the next few years. Are there any other policies that, as executive director, that you're really focused on?
Right now, we've got a few students in the fourth year Bachelor's of Science in the nursing program that are working on an all candidates forum. It's got a specific focus of climate change. So we're really interested to see what sort of impact our local government can make on our local environment. So that's things like wood stoves, also all sorts of local things that can see improvements.
Do you think some of those topics in that form are things that you're going to be able to have a conversation with the future council?
One thing that really comes back for our membership is recycling. That is a real big deal for our incoming students. I think particularly students that are in the high school level now and then moving on to college, they're used to being able to recycle fairly well at their institution, and it's not really strong right now at the college, and I would say in our community as a whole. We've lost many of the drop-off recycling areas, and just access to recycling seems to be quite reduced. So that's one that my membership will come and knock on my door about. Where do I put my soft plastic? And right now, the answer is take it home. That's not very sustainable. So that is something that we could work, and I would love to work with our incoming council on, is how do we improve that access to recycling?
How has the access to the past council been, and are there areas that you hope to improve with whomever is voted on for the future council?
I think access has been pretty reasonable. Yeah, they're able to come to campus during our celebratory moments, which is, I think, really important. When we can build a bit of a relationship in the good times, then when we have something to pressure, they're a little more enticed to listen to us. Most recently, we celebrated the announcement of student housing on the Comox Valley campus. Mayor Bob Wells was there and several of the other council members. And so that opportunity to celebrate together has opened the door for other tougher conversations.
You touched on a really good point with student housing, because I know in past conversations with other community members about this election, housing has certainly been a topic that has come up, whether it's trying to find employees for the business community or for seniors. In terms of housing for students, while that announcement has really helped, I'm sure, and will help future students, especially at the Comox Valley campus, how is the situation with housing and students, particularly in the Comox Valley?
It's dire. It's not good. I wish I had a nicer answer for you. Our vacancy rates are incredibly low, and how that affects students is it puts them in really precarious rental arrangements. We hear about rental situations without assigned. Many of our students are new adults or new Canadians and don't necessarily understand the BC Tenancy Act. So they don't know that there's resources behind them. There's TRAC, the Tenancy Residential Advisory Committee, and they, as a new student, and again, as a new adult or new Canadian, you might not know about those resources there. So that's part of the work of the Students' Union, is helping students to understand their rights, not only at school, but also in the spaces they take up in the community. So, you know, there's the student housing beds, when they open in just a few short years, is really going to help our community for sure. Those students will no longer be taking up beds in the wider community, so we're going to see a little bit of change, but our community is growing so fast that by the time these doors open, we're going to need more beds. Yeah, this is an ongoing concern.
And how has that conversation been with council so far? Have you found any success or any traction in getting them to pay attention?
Yeah, for sure. Council was able to support the business cases that went forward to the province. We were able to interact and just get that momentum behind that business case. Again, COVID slowed down so much for us, but this project is moving forward still and is able to have a really neat, great feature about this project is that there's solo student housing and family housing. Many of our students are not fresh out of high school, so they've probably already got a family and a job, and they're pausing their career to come back and strengthen their education. Being able to accommodate families is going to have a big impact on our campus community and our wider community.
As a representative for those 5,000 students, how important is this election?
I think it's really important. Yeah, I think the work that we have ahead of us with housing and all the things we've touched on, transit, recycling, and the environment at large, green spaces, green transport around campus. I'm seeing many more people arriving by bike, which is fantastic. It's Bike to Work Week this month, being will increase the visibility for the paths on the way to campus, and again, on the green spaces that are all throughout our community, are really important issues for my members.
And you did talk about that dialogue, especially when it comes around housing and even going forward with recycling, with council and having their support. Do you feel your voice is being properly heard?
I do. I think so. I think the validity of the student experience is on the rise in our community. I think that the college itself has been doing some great work to reach out into the community and forge some really great relationships. We had a new president come in just a year and a half ago, and under her leadership, I've seen a deeper connection to community. In the years as they unfold ahead for this council in this term, I think that we're going to be able to strengthen those community connections.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and insight.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's this edition of Off the Page, produced by the Comox Valley Record. Thank you for joining us. If you have suggestions for topics or guests, we would like to hear from you. Email us at offthepage@comoxvalleyrecord.com.
Buying a home is an important milestone. Find the right realtor and the right listings for your needs at todayshomebc.com, powered by Black Press Media. With easy-to-use search filters and direct links to realtors and their websites, you'll get all the information you need to find your perfect home. Search hundreds of local listings and get access to the top real estate professionals to help you find your perfect property. Get started now at todayshomebc.com.